absolutely bonkers, but in the best way possible. It's absolutely amazing, like the whole thing. And I just did my second rehearsal, which was mountains better than the first one. And like, just to create that, even that progress in such a short space of time, is really impressive, and we should all be very proud of ourselves. And yeah, I'm excited to see what happens in the next one. Like, we've done so much. We've made perfume. We have visited a castle. We have ate pizza, loads of pasta. This is bad. This is really bad. My costume's not going to fit at the end.
Look, that's I suppose that's the most important thing as well, is that it is I suppose kind of a festival atmosphere over there. You arrived, I think, maybe Monday or Tuesday, so it's all about immersing yourself in that as well, having a bit of fun before the semi-finals start next week.
Oh, 100%. You need to have time to yourself, even 5 minutes, to just sit with yourself. Like, take note of what's happening in your head and address it, because this is high pressure and it's not something I'm really used to, but I seem to be dealing with it quite well. I know what I need to do, and I slept from like 9 o'clock last night until 7 this morning, so excellent behaviour by me. That was fabulous.
Come here, before we talk about the competition itself, how did the, I suppose, the whole Eurovision journey come about for you? It's probably a question you've got asked 100 times before. Interested to know where, you know, the inspiration came that you wanted to get involved in the Eurovision Song Contest.
For me, I've had 2 years without working as a musician. I have been working in estate agents. 2 years where I've been dreaming of this moment. And when this is the first time in 7 years that RTE let the public decide that they could vote on who they wanted to represent them. That's Rich is one of the songs from my EP, and I just knew it needed something extra. It needed something. I needed something, or else I was going to release something and it wouldn't make it past Derry. So what I've done is I've submitted the song, ended up winning the competition, and now I'm the representative. So it just shows you your life can change on a dime.
Yeah, and you mentioned Derry as well, your home county. I saw videos of you leaving Ballaghy earlier in the week as well. Great support from home.
Oh my goodness, I never cried as much in my life. I couldn't believe it. Like, I could not believe it. It was crazy. Everyone stood out, like, at the end of their lanes. There was flags, there was kids telling me that I was their inspiration. And, you know, to have somebody like me that they can look up to see that it's possible, because there really aren't many people from Ireland in general doing modern music right now that are really getting reach. Everyone is nearly undersells us before we even get somewhere. So it's really lovely that they have someone that they can look to in their town that they can really appreciate. Like, I can appreciate that, because I was always wanting to do this but never fitted in the music theatre industry, never fitted in classical, all the things, auditions I did, I never got through. So it just shows you that there's a place for everybody.
And just remind me then, Brooke, what way does it work now over the next couple of days? The first semi-final is on Tuesday. I think your semi-final is on Thursday. If you get through that, then the final is Saturday. So what do you do in the meantime?
I practice, run, sing, eat. These days are insane. Lots of press, lots of socials. I just really get myself in the zone. I feel like I'm in the zone already, so I want to maintain that. I don't want to burn out. I want to make sure that I look after myself. Everyone looks after each other and have fun.
And as I said as well from the outset, there is that festival atmosphere, the festival feel over there. Have you got to talk to some of the other competitors as well? Have you made friends from around Europe?
Oh, absolutely. I've made so many friends, and the help of that was the Euro Tour. So if I didn't go on the Euro Tour, there was no way that I was ever going to make any friends, because I haven't seen one single soul that I since I've been in here. It's all very cordoned off with COVID, and everyone, you have to be in a certain place at a certain time, and then you're rushed off and you rush. So I haven't had time to actually sit with any of them, so I'm glad I've made friends prior to this, and hopefully a few more collaborations will be in the line.
Well, listen, Brooke, we'll let you go, because I know it is crazy busy for you over there, and thanks for taking time out to talk to us on the programme. Continued success. We wish you the very, very best of luck next Thursday, and we're going to play That's Rich now, but best of luck, and most importantly,
enjoy it. Thank you so much.